In the midst of their euphoria over the election, religious conservatives are losing a friend in government. Attorney General John Ashcroft has been the most visible evangelical in the president's cabinet. And for the most part, conservatives say he has ardently followed a conservative social agenda. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
When John Ashcroft was nominated for Attorney General nearly 4 years ago, it was nothing short of a political resurrection. Months before, Ashcroft had lost his Senate seat in Missouri and had no immediate prospects. But then, says Don Argue, Ashcroft was rewarded for his strong evangelical faith. Argue, a close friend and president of Northwest College in Seattle, says it reminds him of Winston Churchill on the eve of World War II.
When the Parliament finally turned to Winston Churchill and called on him to serve as Prime Minister when they had rejected him a few years earlier, and he said to his wife, Clemmy, somehow I feel that in divine providence I have been prepared for this moment. And I think we could say that for John. He was uniquely prepared, tough but compassionate, for what was coming after 9/11.
Even some religious conservatives criticize Ashcroft for failing to launch more anti-pornography investigations. But in general, evangelicals and other social conservatives like Jay Sekulow have been thrilled with Ashcroft's tenure.
This really was our guide. You know, there's a difference between somebody that's in a government position that's sympathetic to your point of view as compared with someone that's in government service that really does have your point of view. And John was the latter. He really did share our convictions.
Sekulow, who heads the American Center for Law and Justice, ticks off a few points. Ashcroft challenged Oregon's assisted suicide law. He told the U.S. Supreme Court they should keep God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And Sekulow notes the Attorney General fought tooth and nail to preserve the Partial Birth Abortion Act.
The president passed the ban, and we knew it was going to be challenged. And the question is, how was the Department of Justice going to defend it? And I will tell you, in all three cases, they defended it aggressively. And I think John Ashcroft's leadership on that issue is what made the difference and what motivated the Department of Justice to so aggressively defend that statute.
Those are precisely the things that set Elliot Mintzberg's teeth on edge, along with civil liberties concerns raised after 9/11. Mintzberg, who's the legal director of People for the American Way, says Ashcroft's Department of Justice also supported vouchers for religious schools and evangelism in elementary schools before the U.S. Supreme Court. Mintzberg says Ashcroft's religiosity pervaded his work, which appealed to President Bush's political base.
I think Ashcroft's role was very important in securing the base. I think what Ashcroft demonstrated was that the administration was willing to put its money where its mouth was, that it was willing to put people in positions of power that could actually carry out policies that the far right would very much approve of.
Now all eyes are turning to White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez, the president's pick to replace John Ashcroft. Many conservatives, such as Patrick Truman at the Family Research Council, are rushing to support Gonzalez, who will play a large role in nominating anyone for the U.S. Supreme Court.
People are very concerned about the replacement for Chief Justice Rehnquist and the possibility of other nominees. We know that in Alberto Gonzalez, we have someone who will fight for this president when the president puts up someone who meets his judicial philosophy.
Which is their philosophy, too. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.